The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, based on the pasuk in Parashas Yisro by Yichad Yisro. So the Gemara says, Shehever Charav Chada Basaro, and Rashi explains, Shemo es Atzmo Minis Gayer, that Yisro circumcised himself and converted. So the question is, the Gemara in Yavamas and Ayin Aleph Amvei says that when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they didn't get gemalt, they didn't get circumcised. Why? And the Gemara gives different reasons, but one of the main reasons the Gemara gives is Mishum Shelo Nishba Ruach Sfonas Ko Osan Arbrim Shana, that they didn't have the northern wind. It was a type of a healing process, however it worked, whether it's Apiteva or Wamala. So Lachain Haya Sakana Limo is a Sakana for the Jewish people to come out. So the Shaila is, it seems to be a Kasha. Klai Yisrael did not get Gemalt, only Shevi Levi did. The Klai Yisrael only got Gemalt. Klai Yisrael did not get Gemalt in the Midrash because it was a Sakana. So how could Yisrael get Gemalt? But why wouldn't it be? Why is it Sakana for Klai Yisrael and not a Sakana for Yisrael? So we'll see the many answers, but we'll discuss a couple at the moment. So, in the Akronim, the Panim Yafos and Rav Yonis and Eipschitz, they explain the Davka Bisocha Anonim, Shlo Nishbaruach Safonis HaYesakana, Dafka, if you were under the clouds, so then the cloud of glory, down the HaKavod, so then there was no Ruach Safonis, then it was a Sakana. But the Yisrael Shayachutz Lananim B'Shazmi. So it says Yisrael, who was outside of the clouds, he did have the Ruach Safonis, therefore he was able to do. Of course, the Shaila is, why didn't the Klai Yisrael, why didn't they move Chutz, go outside to the cloud of glory? Maybe they felt it was too dangerous. They get killed, but either way, so that's what the Panim Yafos and Rav Yonis and Eipschitz says, because Yisrael was able to do it with the Ruach Safonis. But Enchinami, if not, he wouldn't have, there would have been a Sakana. The Marsha in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Chasum Sofer in the Torah's motion, the beginning of Parashas Yisro, they give a different answer. Shekastu Shema Yishe Yisro, Hevir Charav Chada Al Besoro Lo Haya Mila, Ela Asa Priya. He wasn't doing a Mila. A Mila would have been a Sakana. He was only doing Priya, the different parts to the circumcision process, Mila and Priya. Oh, Hatav is Dambris. What do you mean? When did he do the Mila? Hare Hayamoho. Why was he a Maho? Hare Hayamoho Kvar Midin Ben Keturah. Because that's the old Machlokes. In other words, we know Avram and many kids. So, the one, so from Yitzchak it was clear that he always has to do a Mila. Teshaila B'nei Keturah with the Dafka Avram's kids, what about all future generations of Ben Keturah? So working that Ben Keturah, even future generations, Achayim. So Yisro was a Ben Keturah. That's so that's Ben Keturah. He did it. So A1 was that he was outside the clouds, and therefore he had the Ruach Safonis, and it wasn't dangerous. And according to the Pshat of the Chasam Sofer, no. There was no Ruach Safonis. I was able to do it. He was only doing Priya Hatav is Dam because the Mila was already done. Of course, and this would be, this touches on the Shaila in the Achronim, that he brings down, Wafiza Efshar, the Lo Kashimidi, the Efshar, the Priya O Hatav is Dam Ris, Lo Haya Sakana. However, the kasha on this teretz is Kevin Shekvar, Shetosis, and Yavamas Ayinawa brings down the Rabbeinu Shasakana Bemidbar Hayah Shasakana Bemidbar Hayah Priya Ach Efshar Do Gamara Didan Shasakana Hayisav Emila Im Tengo. Yeah, so if you hold like that shita that that the Sakana was the Prius and Yavakasha. But either way, the first answer was that he did it underneath, away from the clouds, so he had the Ruach Sophonis. According to the second, he didn't have the Ruach. In Achanami, there was no Ruach Sophonis. But since he was only doing Miwa, Hatavas Dambris, it wasn't an issue. And the third teretz given in the Achronim, say Yisro Ba Kodam Ego. That the whole discussion when the Maisa of Yisro was, he came before the Ego, Va'az Nishba Ruach Sophonis. That they lost the Ruach Sophonis apparently after the Cheda Ego. So he came before the Cheda Ego, and therefore he still had the Ruach Sophonis. That's a 3 and 04, another Chasum Sofer, and others. Shedavka Yisrael, Davka the Jewish people, Davka the Jewish people, Shenastu Bechol Eispa Midbahar Yasakana B'Milasan, Kishalo Nishpa Lehem Ruach Sophonis. Because they were, it was a constant 24-hour thing. Mashenka Yisrael, Shalai Yerkol Zman, but Midbar Lo Yer Lo Sakana. So it wasn't such a Sakana of him because he wasn't in the Midbar the whole time. Well, Pardes Yosef, Havi became Achronim, she turns in another answer, Kavan, she Yisro HaYechaya B'Milo, Midin Ben Keturah, Vadayin Lo Moaz Atzu, Melo Niftar. And, right, okay, that's a different angle. So we have, the kasha was, how could Yisro do it if it was a danger for everyone else? Why not him? So either because he did it outside the Yakavod. Two, we had that he only did Priya or Atavis Dambris. He already did it out Ben Keturah. He was already a mohel. Some say it happened before the Cheda Ega. That's before they lost the Ruach Sophonis. And others say the Jews were in the Midbar the whole time for 40 years. So therefore it was a big dangerous for him. It's just to be without the Ruach Sophonis for a little time, because Yisro wasn't in the Midbar the whole time, apparently. I don't know where he went, but he wasn't in the Midbar. And therefore, it wasn't a danger for Yisro. So the bottom line is, that's the pshat of Yichad Yisro, that Yisro did a mila on himself, which is a separate discussion. How could you do a meal on yourself? But he did a meal on himself, and he was misguided. Even though Klai Yisro didn't do a meal in the Midbar, Yisro was able to.